Welcome to This Open House, where we talk about all things real estate related. With your hosts, David and Rebecca Guthrie of the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of This Open House. I'm David Guthrie.
I'm Rebecca Guthrie.
And we're with Long Realty Company. Our team's the Hacienda Group. And thank you for joining us again today. And for those of us who are live, Rebecca's going to give you the number here to go ahead and call in.
So if you want to call in during any portion of the show, it's 790-2040. And you know you're from Tucson in the summertime when you walk out and it's only 98 degrees and you go, oh, it's starting to feel cooler. That happened to me on Friday after all because of the rain. I hope everybody got it.
It's a dry heat. We do not have fire tornadoes in Tucson right now.
That is true.
And, you know, no natural disasters really to speak of. We've had our share of fires.
Especially this year.
And
but no structures were burned. The firefighters this year did a fantastic job. They protected all of the structures. So the land burned, but people's houses and businesses are okay.
It was a pretty scary time.
Yeah, in June.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. But you know,
it's 2020.
It's a dry heat.
So is your hair dryer.
And so is your oven. But really no natural disasters, great food, great mountain ranges. What's not to love about Tucson?
There are lots of good people.
Lots of really, really good people here. And, you know, speaking of good people, Rebecca and I, we really try to have good people surround us. You know, not just with positivity, but with a high level of expertise.
Competency.
And competency and quality and ethics and all of those things. And, you know, really... our business does intersect with quite a few other trades.
Yes, it does.
Contractors, inspectors, sometimes government agencies, you know, permitting.
HOA.
Homeowners associations. Dun, dun, dun. All kinds of different facets here. So it's not just, you know, when we think real estate, and I think my team, our team here, you know, I'm thinking obviously Rebecca and I are together hand in hand working to help our clients through these transactions, which are always somewhat difficult. There's always things that pop up. There's always stories. We definitely ask, you know, what are some of your past experiences? And we often hear a lot of people say things, you know, I wish we had inspected X, Y, or Z much more thoroughly.
Or that I had understood that this was an issue that needed to be looked at.
Yeah, yeah. If I had understood, I would have made some different choices and some of those different things. And so, you know, in our contract here, here in Arizona, and in most states in the country, we try to balance, you know, the need, the legal requirement for seller disclosure, and for agents to be able to disclose what they know or what they should have known, and get that information to the buyer. But even with that, that really doesn't replace a good inspection, does it?
No. So that's what we're going to be talking about today is inspections, what we recommend, why we recommend them, the things that you can run into, and solutions. But one of the things that David and I really want to make clear is that a good agent's job is to get information so that you as the seller or the buyer can make good decisions. It's not your real estate agent's job to make decisions. Your real estate agent's job is to help you make the best decisions.
And help you understand. I mean, how do you make a decision that you really don't understand
right.
the ramifications of? And so that's where sometimes getting multiple opinions come in here. And so, you know, when we're talking to buyers and we're asking them, or sellers, when we're selling their house, oftentimes it's the first time that we're representing a home. Many, many, many times we sell a home to a buyer and then years later they call us back to sell the same property, and we love that. They're comfortable with us and we continue that relationship. But, you know, many times we come in and it had been sold, and their number one, I guess, complaint, you could say, during the process was, you know, if I had known my air conditioning was on the verge of dying, I would have made a whole different choice here. Or, you know, if I had known the roof really was in this bad of a condition, I would have made a different choice here.
Right.
And so, number one, I guess what we can say is that, you know, your first step, everybody is going to do a general home inspection,
right,
where you have a licensed home inspector who's licensed and certified to be able to come out and inspect all of the aspects of the home.
And let's be really clear, the homeowner, general home inspector works for you, the buyer. They don't work for your agent. They don't work for the company. They don't work for the seller. The general home inspector is specifically there for you. So you should ask questions if you have any concerns.
Absolutely. And I hate to put it this way, but I had a really great client who was extremely thorough put it this way. And he came to me and says, David, I really want to go through and I want to research home inspectors, and I want to look on the state's websites, and I want to check out reviews and do all this stuff. We're like, fantastic, do it. And he said, it's not that I don't trust you and Rebecca at all. I do. You guys have been great. But I don't want a realtor-friendly home inspector. Meaning, basically, I don't want somebody that's just going to try to get this thing closed and get you guys a commission. I want somebody who's going to come out there and really represent and work for me as the buyer and allow me to really understand what's going on with this home. And we feel the same way. And I think most agents out there also feel the same way. And when you talk to inspectors, they all feel the same way as well. There's a big difference between hiding something and blowing something up and making a mountain out of a molehill, so to speak. So it is a fine balance of being able to walk, let's show the property for what it is. The crudest analogy I could say is Rebecca wakes up looking amazing, by the way. first thing in the morning, she looks fantastic.
He loves me very much.
Yeah. I couldn't ask for a better woman to wake up next to. But I, on the other hand, I do not. I wake up looking pretty rough. I've been snoring all night long. And that's really what a good home inspection is gonna do, is kind of show that house. You're seeing the pictures online, all these pretty Photoshopped pictures online. And then sometimes it's like, oh, you know, it's like when you're online dating, maybe some of you who have done that or do that, the picture looks totally different than when you meet the person in real life. And this is real life. We're gonna see the house in real life for how it is. However—
So let's cover what the general home inspection looks at and what they don't look at.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that's just what I was gonna say. This is a first step, right? This is a cursory first step. So, you know, the general home inspector is gonna get out there and obviously, you know, walk around on the roof, check that out. They're gonna get up in the attic, crawl space, look around, see is there any displaced insulation that we can see? Kind of a key word, we can see here. You know, what does the exterior look like? Let me check out all the outlets. You know, are the outlets wired correctly and those sorts of things? How does the electrical panel look? Do we have a bunch of funny business going on behind that cover over there with a weird hodgepodge of wires getting plugged in the way they shouldn't be plugged in? Kitchen components, appliances, those kind of things are all things that, you know, we're going to generally look at. Air conditioning, obviously, is something that's going to be looked at. But really, this is just a first step.
It creates basically a honey-do list for the most part.
A honey-do list or a indicator of we have a bigger problem. And I think a lot of the concerns that we come and we see are people who just rely on this only.
Yes.
It's a great report. It's a great starting point. But they just rely on that and they say, okay, my home inspector said things are decent and I can not worry about that.
Right. It's sort of like going to your doctor and having a physical and the doctor says, oh, your heart rate's a little elevated. Let's run some blood work. It just gives you a basic understanding of the house.
Yeah.
It does not, however, replace having more specific inspections. And when we come back from the break, which we're going to take in just a second, we're going to talk about some of those more specific inspections. So a general home inspector, again, he or she works for you, the buyer, and it's just to get a sense of what's going on with the house. Do we need to have somebody come out to look at the roof? Those kinds of things.
Yeah, extra professionals getting out there to give us a better idea. And speaking of getting a better idea here, I want to give you guys a better idea of a new listing that Rebecca and I just took. It is on the MLS, 6655 North Canyon Crest Drive, unit 12269. This is a great home with fantastic Catalina Mountain views. All of the windows have been updated. It is a one bedroom, one bathroom, and we're listed at 156. HOA gives you a whole lot. You've got two pools, spa, tennis courts. You have private trailhead access, so you could just walk right out of your house and go go hiking. And HOA is $221 a month.
So
and right, Ventana Canyon Condominiums, a Canyon View,
so
great home.
Today we are talking about inspections, and if you have any questions or comments that you want to make after the break, call us at 790-2040. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Right. Welcome back to this open house.
Today we are talking about inspections, and we just finished with the general home inspection. So we are going to move on to, in Tucson, one of the most important inspections, air conditioning.
Hold on. We're not finished with general home inspections yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry, honey. No, we still need to talk about this, but we're going to segue into air conditioning because, you know, a general home inspector is going to cover air conditioning. It's just something that they do. And here's basically what the majority of general home inspectors are going to do. And it's within
standard
the realm.
Practice.
It's standard. They're going to go and they're going to shoot a thermometer on your registers. That's the vents that air comes in and out. And they're going to look at what's called a split. And if the delta split is within what the handbook says it's supposed to be, then they say, we're working. It's going, it's running. Now, maybe the air conditioner is older. They might say it's working, but it's beyond its life. And that's really it. That's really it. And so in those cases, it's pretty easy, I think, for us to make a determination and for our buyers to understand the need to go ahead and do this. But in those cases, we're going to recommend that a licensed air conditioning technician come out and check out the air conditioning system. In fact, this is just something that Rebecca and I do recommend right off the bat. We don't wait for the home inspector to do this. It's just already scheduled and ready to go. But you know, a licensed air conditioning technician is going to do quite a bit more than just a delta split and seeing, well, is the air coming out cold? And is it going in within the degree? Usually 15, 20 degrees is what we see. Sometimes it goes more. But anyhow, technician's going to get out there and they're going to actually tell you what you want to know. They're going to take that unit apart and they're really going to check all the components out. And they're going to not only be looking at the refrigerant levels, which, by the way, refrigerant should not leak. It's not like gas in your car that the refrigerant is going to disappear with use. No, this is a highly pressurized gas that is going to stay there, and it's supposed to stay there for as long as the unit's running. So if it needs to be refilled, there's going to be a leak somewhere. that needs to be addressed.
Yep.
All kinds of problems can have with leaky refrigeration systems. You have other components like capacitors, fan blower motors, the compressor itself. And, you know, you will see compressors begin to show their age, even if they're running optimally. Just like Rebecca used the analogy of blood pressure and heart. You know, you can see a lot about a person's health by their heart rates. And while we can see a lot about the health of a compressor by the amperage that is getting pulled on that unit. So, you know, going in and taking that extra step, well, you know, maybe that inspection is $70, $100, $200 for somebody to come out. You know, we're talking $5, $10, $15,000
right,
to replace an air conditioning system. And sometimes these repairs that would be needed that are uncovered because of old refrigerants that are no longer being manufactured, the cost is so high. You know, are you going to spend $3,500 to repair
when
an air conditioning
unit? You could just
unit?
Have a new one for $5,000. What's the, you know, where do you fall on that balance? And those are conversations.
Those are conversations. And this gets back to our inspection again. I kind of want to make clear is, you know, our contract. What it says is repairs. You know, we're going to ask the seller for repairs. Taking something that's old and working and just you know, making it brand new, that is not something.
That is not a repair.
Yeah, that is not a repair. That's an upgrade. So a big difference, and that's something that I think buyers need to be aware of, especially in this market here.
And the thing is that you should have the air conditioner inspected regardless of the age of the air conditioner, because sometimes new air conditioners get installed incorrectly. We had that happen recently.
Yeah. Rebecca brings up a great point. So we were under contract for a home, brand new Trane units, had two units on this two-story house. The units were installed about 7-8 months prior to us getting under contract here. And that is, you know, a pretty good thing. You know, we're getting a warranty. I think it was like
all
a 10-year
yards.
Warranty, everything. And the buyer's like, oh, this is awesome. Now, Rebecca and I have a standard, and every people have different standards.
But
our standard is we always recommend an air conditioning inspection by a licensed HVAC tech, even if it's brand new. And, you know, sometimes with our standards, I have internal dialogue in my head. And I remember the buyer said, yeah, I want to have this brand new air conditioning system checked by a technician. I want to see those pressures and I want to see the amperage of the motor and all of that stuff. And so I remember meeting the air conditioning tech out there at the property, and I'm opening a door and I'm thinking to myself, boy, this buyer is just, you know, throwing money down the drain, having this air conditioning technician come out and inspect these brand new units with warranty and everything on there. And we come to find out these units were completely installed incorrectly. They were too close to the wall. The condenser units did not have enough room to breathe, meaning the air couldn't get out. Make a long story short, these were running really, really hard. It's like taking a brand new car with a warranty and let's just redline it all day long, drive around town, and we're gonna have it last a long time. Well, no, these things were getting hit hard. So in that case, we found a whole lot of problems. We found some problems that required a homeowners association to allow for a modification of an exterior wall so that these units could breathe well. The original company came out and actually did all the repairs and everything that they were supposed to do. They took ownership of this, which, by the way, you know, there's a lot of great contractors out there. I think we also need to differentiate between mistakes. We're human, things happen.
Right.
And, you know, just bad business.
Right.
They did a good job. They came out. They moved these away from the wall properly. They got these all back installed. Warranty is going to be serviced. Everything is good, and the buyer is thrilled.
But moral of the story, inspect, even if it's brand new. So we're going to transition over to termites now. In Arizona, if you have not had termites, you will have termites. It's just a fact. So we always recommend a termite inspection, and you have a licensed pest inspector come out and check for termites.
Yeah, but pretty basic. I mean, this is what you know, I think every buyer is going to end up doing. And if you have a VA buyer, it's actually required to have a clear termite report. And there are some things on that termite report that might come up, like water damage and different stuff like that, that needs to be addressed. But one of the things that the reason Rebecca and I are bringing up termites here is, you know, there's a lot of very beautiful homes with the tongue groove ceilings, and you have just a lot of exposed wood viga beams on some of these great Santa Fe style homes out there. And there's all kinds of stuff besides termites, wood boring beetles, different things like that, that a good tech is going to be able to find. So really important you get somebody to look at that. Do you have anything else to say about termites there?
I think we should go on to sewer scopes.
Actually, I'd rather go to roof if possible.
Okay.
Okay. We get this all the time. I have a tile roof. It'll last 40 years. Right. I don't need to do anything to it. That could not be farther from the truth. And I don't know if right now this is just a season of wacky roofs with problems, but we're seeing this a lot, guys. We are seeing a ton of roofs come in with a lot of repairs. And in this marketplace, sellers are being really, really careful about what they're willing to do, because a lot of buyers are willing to come out there and just take care of stuff. But I want to talk about tile roofs specifically. These are not maintenance-free roofs.
No.
Please, save everybody the headache. Homeowners out there with tile roofs, there are so many good, reputable companies out there who will do free roof inspections, and they do good work, and their prices are decent. Tiles slip. They get cracked. Hail happens. And as those cracks
wind
occur,
happens.
Wind happens. As those cracks occur, the underlayment underneath is no longer protected. And that's one of the components that's really going to help keep your roof leak-free. Roof repairs get really expensive really quick.
Yes.
When we need to pull off all or a good chunk of these tiles and get under there and redo a whole bunch of felt underneath. Right. That's a new roof.
So it's a common misconception that tile roofs need less maintenance and are basically maintenance-free. And that's just not true. If you have a roof, it needs to be maintained.
Right, right. They take a big beating. And so, you know, it needs a different kind of maintenance, certainly. Your flat roofs, elastomeric coating, reflective or what have you, those are going to need to be done, you know, every 4 years or so is recommended. Some people go sooner, some people go longer, sadly, but that is a good practice. However, tile roofs, get somebody out there. And if you need a list, we're happy to give some recommendations to some people that we've seen. We've got a large number of roofers that we recommend for these kind of things. Go ahead and email info@thisopenhouseshow.com, and we'd be happy to share some of those resources for you. But this is where my grandmother would say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
It's very true.
Absolutely true. And, you know, we'll briefly touch sewer lines and these kind of things, is that, you know, you really don't know the status of the health of what's going on with the sewer line just by flushing a toilet and seeing how your drains operate. You really do need to get a camera in there. And there's all kinds of horror stories that I can tell you we just won't have time for today. But, you know, of sewers not being connected properly, hidden septics on home when it's supposed to be connected to the sewer. Craziness, just all kinds of craziness. But, you know, cast iron plumbing does age. It does get old. And that has about a 50-year shelf life based on all the plumbers I've spoken with. And old does not mean bad.
No. No, it does not.
There's lots and lots and lots of cast iron out there that we find that is absolutely just fine. It's working as intended. There's not going to be an issue there. However, you know, sewer repairs, they can run 5, 10, 20,
40
plus $1,000 depending on these runs. And some of the homes we're selling in Catalina Foothills, you know, it could be a 500-foot run from the house to the sewer connection, depending on how long that winding driveway goes up. Gives you beautiful views, guys, but you've got a sewer line.
And you want that sewer line to work.
You want it to work. And so there's a number of ways that those things can be dealt with. But number one, check it out. And the only way you can really do that is by getting a camera down in there and seeing it. So
do your home inspections. I mean, remember when you're the buyer, the inspectors from general to termite to sewer to AC to roof, they work for you.
Right.
They are giving you information so that you can make a good decision about whether or not the house that you are looking to purchase is a house that you in fact want to purchase. And if you have questions, you don't do this on a regular basis. You don't know what all of these things mean. So ask your agent, talk to them about what's going on, talk to the inspectors. Don't feel dumb because that's not your job. Your job is to do what you do for a living. It's your agent's job. It's mine and David's job to know this
and
stuff.
And one other expectation is even if the house is as is, you need to know what's
right.
going on there because you're going to have responsibilities. So no matter what, do an inspection.
Please do inspections.
Well, and enjoy your home.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week on This Open House. If you have any questions or you would like to get a list of inspectors from us, you can do it at thisopenhouseshow.com. Again, that's thisopenhouseshow.com. Catch you next week.